K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, guys.
What's the matter?
I'm kind of embarrassed, and I don't know. I'm so confused. I need your help. See, I met this guy. He seemed really great. This guy, Damon. We actually met on Facebook.
What's your name?
My name is Susan. Hi, I'm Susan. I'm from Springfield. I listen to your show all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Thanks. Anyway, I met this guy on Facebook. He was, you know, we had mutual friends, and it was a friend recommendation. He popped up, and actually, I don't friend people that I don't haven't met personally, but
right.
We knew a lot of people in common. So I friended him, and we actually hit it off really, really well. I mean, I almost got in trouble at work because I was always talking to
him. You sound like Fry.
I know.
No.
Exactly.
I know. It was bad. It was really bad. Like, I spent all my time, like, we talked so much. I felt like I knew him forever. I shared some really, like, you know, personal things with him, which I'm not going to get over. I'm not going to say on the radio, but it took forever, but he finally asked me out on a date, and I was like, well, that time. And it was, you know, it was quiet. It was a very low-key date, but it was really fun. We went to El Toro in Springfield, and then we went to a movie. And, you know, he was kind of quiet through the date, but I thought that's just kind of how he is, because normally we talk on the computer. But then I got home, and I went on Facebook just to post friendly note to him on his page, and I found out he defriended me.
You got the defriend.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I talked to one of his friends, and she said that he's kind of going through, like, a rough time right now, and I think that might be, you know, something to do with it, but he defriended me that night, right after the day. I don't know what I did. I mean, friend told me, like, to leave alone, and but I want to know what happened.
Sure, that makes
sense. Did I offend him? Did I say something? I don't know. I thought we had a good time.
Fry, it's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Are you up for it?
Yes, we have good investigative services.
Now, where's Damon from?
Oh, Damon, he's from Tremont City.
Tremont City, okay.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to stick you on hold, grab Damon's phone number, and we'll call him, and if he picks up, we'll have him on the air in about 10 minutes and find out what's going on with him.
Thanks.
You'll be all right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Susan, was he cute?
Yeah, he was very cute. You know, he's really sweet, got nice eyes.
Oh,
really.
I love that she's not about all looks and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Well, hold on, guys. Yeah. Phone's ringing here.
Oh,
so
okay.
Here we go.
Hold on, Susan. Shh.
Hello?
Hi, is this Damon?
Yes.
It's not the bank, Damon.
Everything's okay.
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station in Dayton.
Oh my gosh, I listen to you guys all the time.
That's cool.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Good. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No. Okay. What's going on?
Well, we're not credit collectors, but we do have a question for you, Damon. We got to talk with Susan. I guess you guys went out on a date?
Yeah. I did go out with a girl named Susan.
Well, she called us and was curious why she can't seem to hear back from you. We just kind of tried to figure out what's going on and why you maybe defriended her on Facebook.
Yeah, that's cold, dude.
That's pretty hardcore,
that
man.
That is harsh.
I guess I can't believe she called you, but, I guess I went out on a date with her the other week to this Mexican restaurant. Okay, so we talked online for a while. I don't date very much. And so we got to the restaurant, and, you know, when she described herself, she described herself as being a very, very pretty, very beautiful woman.
Spit it out, man. What was it? We want to hear the deal.
What was it? Come on.
Well, listen, okay, when you're looking on Facebook, you're looking at different things, you're looking at her pictures, she looked beautiful. So I get there, and I didn't recognize her.
Because?
She looked like 50 pounds bigger than she did when she was talking. She was on Facebook.
Well, see, that's not fair, though. I have a lot of friends like that used to be blonde and go like brunette or something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't recognize them. I mean, they don't look the same. So.
Yeah,
but she was 50 pounds bigger than she said she was. I mean, I have no problem with big women. It's just like, well, she lied to me. I mean, I was like, so describe yourself. What do you look like? And she's like, well, I'm thin. I'm beautiful. I have, you know, blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool. She sounds like a great person. But then she gets there and like, it's like, what the heck? You know, you're not what you described yourself to be. And
I'm sorry. I can't listen to this any longer.
Damon?
Damon.
You know who that is?
Yeah. Damon, it's Susan.
Hi, 50 pounds, Susan.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I never said that I was skinny. I have a nice figure. What are you talking about, that
Susan?
Why are you calling? You're calling
Susan,
me skinny?
You said you were thin. You said you were, you know, that you worked out and stuff. You said that you didn't.
I do
know
work
that
out.
You were like that. You
sometimes.
You. You don't look like that. You don't look like you did in your pictures or anything like that. And I mean,
for
somebody who doesn't feel it, I mean, I want to go out. I want to have fun. I want to like look good with the girl I'm going out with. You know, it's just.
Whoa! I had no idea how shallow you are. I mean, listen,
true,
Damon, you are no gym aficionado yourself, buddy.
Listen, Susan, you look like you're at least over 250.
Oh, come on.
Susan,
are you? I mean, I can't ask you in person. I don't think somebody would do that, but are you?
That is none of your business how much I weigh. I am the proper weight for my height.
You go, girl.
That's right.
I feel like I was talking to a fake person. I mean,
talking to me for two months. I told you everything about my family and my mom and my dad. How can you call me
fake? Is any of that true?
What?
Is any of that true? You said you were.
Yes, everything is true. Sorry, if my picture didn't come out to be the supermodel that you think that you deserve. I mean, like, you're no model. You're no Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but I don't like to go out with women that are bigger than me, you know?
Well, then maybe you should go to a gym more yourself.
Get him, Susan!
Well, why did you defriend me?
I wanted to spare your feelings. I figured you'd get the hint.
Oh my God, you are such a coward.
So the bottom line is what, Damon?
I mean, I don't want to go out with you again. I'm sorry, I don't.
At least you didn't get Teo. At least she's real, that football
yes.
player.
Yeah, no Monty Teo for you.
Okay. Well, yeah, but she's just a little too real, you know?
Oh, man.
As for the picture being not looking like me, you know, a lot of people have pictures of cats. Or their babies as their Facebook profile picture. Did you expect to show an infant to show up?
No, I don't expect to go out with a cat, but I don't expect to go out with Behemoth instead.
Oh,
you are such a jerk.
When we were at El Toro, I mean, before the food had even come out, you had already eaten like four baskets of chips. I mean, I barely touched them. But
you are so mean.
Oh, were you watching? Were you watching how much I eat? Were you taking score?
No.
What's a woman with a good appetite?
I mean, when you just
Susan, you don't need him. You don't need him.
I don't. I'm gorgeous. I'm actually really pretty.
I'm sure someone thinks so.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Damon. She could always lose weight, but you're never going to get prettier inside.
I'm sure that's.
At least he knows it, right?
No second date.
Yeah, no second date.
No, there's no second date.
No, there's not.
Yeah, you know what?
We're not going to be friends. I blocked you. It's not happening. Thank you
Okay. Why don't you go back to your, like, 10 friends on Facebook?
Susan, you're going to be okay, girl.
One of those friends is your mother.
Well, listen, I know I sound like a jerk on the radio, but everybody in Tremont listens to K99, so.
Well, thanks, Dan.
We appreciate it.
We do appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Susan, you'll find someone.
Yeah, I know I will. I'm really, actually, I'm a catch. Speaking of which, Fry, I heard that on a couple of these dates, you've actually gone out with somebody.
I'm getting backlogged here.
You might have to take a number, Susan.
I'll wait.
Aww.